Hey everyone, and welcome to the new SND set. The episode hasn't started yet. I just have a few things to say before the episode starts. Audio listeners, you're going to hear this via audio, and video listeners, obviously, you're seeing and hearing this. These apply for both. For video listeners and watchers, I suppose, the video does get a bit grainy, and I will work on that, and I think this might be grainy as well, but I'm going to be working on fixing the video quality for next episode. That's something that I'm working on. And the audio here might be a bit off because I'm using a different microphone for recording this intro message. And you're also going to notice, audio listeners, that sometimes we do things in video and then we refer to those things in video. Obviously, you can't hear the things we do. But if you want to see the full picture, you can always come to our YouTube video, and it's going to be on YouTube as soon as it's up on any other platform. So overall, that's all I have to say, and I hope you enjoy the video and the audio. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I will see you soon. Thank you. Hello everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of Saturday Night Discord, the podcast where we talk about absolute nonsense and sometimes useful stuff now on video.
Are we allowed to say first ever? Like, are we allowed to? Because, like, we have... Okay, so if you're tuning in for the first time, we've had episodes before, but they were only audio. And have we archived them?
No.
They're just there. If you want to go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any platform supplied by Anchor.
Sponsorship.
So, of course, Anchor's not sponsoring our YouTube videos.
YouTube is.
But they're sponsoring...
YouTube show.
They're sponsoring our podcasts.
Yeah.
So you can go on any major platform and minor platform. We're on platforms I didn't even know existed. And you can check out all of our old episodes there.
Should we introduce ourselves? Because it'll be the first time.
This is the first time people are seeing us, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They only know our voices.
I'm scared.
I'm a Tarv.
Aditya can go.
Okay,
I'm Rishi. Hello.
I'm Sib. Hello.
And me, I'm...
He's Aditya.
Yeah.
Okay. This kid doesn't know how to say his own name.
I'm furious. Oh my God. Okay, this is an issue.
Yeah, it's an issue. Because what happened when I met Aditya for the first time, right... He introduced me, him and everyone else in the community, because what happened is, the way the order went is, they were, in my perspective, they existed before me. They were, like, the grand old, like, they were just there, right, you know?
Were you about to call us the grand old party?
I was, actually.
I do not want to be a
I came That's in, lighter, and she. Then Rishi came in. So what happened is, when I came to the community, right? I met them and Aditya introduced me. I say it a different way than he just introduced it, because what happened is he introduced himself as Aditya.
Because that's Aditya. How the white Aditya. Okay, that's how like the American white people say my name.
No, even they get it right. They say Aditya.
Yeah, no, they don't say it right. You have messed it up.
No,
so what happened?
My first grade teacher. That's where I picked
it
up.
Your first grade teacher. So what happened is, right? I call him Aditya, right? And my parents are like, oh, like, who did you meet? Who are the people here, right? I'm like, oh, there's a kid named Aditya. And they're like, is he Indian? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, what kind of a name is Aditya? And
I'm kind of mean.
And they're like, are you sure it's not like Aditya? And I have an uncle named Aditya, so I know the name Aditya. And I'm like, no, he said specifically Aditya, like C-H, like A, Aditya. And my parents are like, there's no way. Ask him. The way it's spelled is definitely going to be like Aditya. And I'm like, dude, there's no way. Then he would have said it. I go to him and I ask, right? Oh, yeah, you spell it A-D-I-T-Y-A. And I'm like, wait, that's Aditya. And he's like,
but that's not how
No, it's Aditya. And I'm like, what? And so then he explains to me that he... You want to explain this? You want to explain how you explained this to me?
I don't know how to explain it to you back then, but how I explain it now is my parents say it a certain way. My brother and sister say it a certain way. Family friends from New Jersey that we've known for like forever, they say it a different way. It depends on what part of India you're from.
Yeah, but and no really one says Aditya.
Except for that one first grade teacher.
Yes, one person changed your entire name.
Yes, I was in first grade.
I don't blame him because that's how a Tarv came.
Because that's true, because his is also messed mine up. Is, Atarv isn't correct mine is either.
Atarv.
Yeah.
And Americans can't pronounce the T sound a lot.
Yeah.
So my first grade teacher said Atarv.
Yeah.
And I hated that for some reason.
So you just
so they were like, how about Atarv? And I was like, I still hate it, but I'll go with it. And ever since then, I've been there.
And when I first like met you, right, it wasn't even Atarv. It was Atarf. A
yeah.
It was an F. And I was like, and so I tell my parents this too. I was like, oh yeah, a tarf. And they're
see,
like, what?
Your parents must have thought
oh,
yeah, we were off dude.
Yeah, they definitely thought
we were off. I didn't mean to say the F sound. I've always said a tarf, but the thing is, I think I had like a minor lisp.
Oh, so like naturally.
So I
came
said
through.
A tarf. I meant a tarf. I've always said a tarf. I just can't speak.
Mm. Even my name is wrong.
What?
Like
I mean, yours is Rishi, but Rishi is closer.
No, it's not
than...
Rishi. In the Marathi alphabet, it's Rushi.
Really?
But everywhere else, it's Rishi.
Yeah, no, in like the English like alphabet,
oh, I
it's
mean,
like
in our
R-I.
Discord
no,
server,
even
you're
in other
Rushi.
Places,
oh.
Other...
No, like R-U-S-H-I. Like there's a
no,
oh,
I know,
in Marathi
I know.
There's a letter like Ru.
Yeah.
I think, but in other places in India, though, isn't it just Rishi?
Yeah,
because
probably.
Like you say, like a Rishi.
We know
like
another
that.
Rishi.
So mine, right? The problem with mine was more so that people, instead of saying Siddhant, which is my full name, they would say Siddharth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because
Siddharth
they would just see S I D, and then their brain would autofill.
Because Siddharth
auto-complete
is so
Siddharth.
Much more common.
Yeah, so you would autocomplete yeah. Siddharth, even though there's no R anywhere there. Like,
didn't we find another Siddhant?
Yes. Like, I've met other Siddhants.
Yeah.
Like, I know other Siddhants. It's just not nearly as common.
It's definitely not.
And I also don't like the other Siddhants. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm the best one. I'm the supreme Siddhant.
Oh,
know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
The supreme leader.
Yeah. Supreme chancellor of Siddhants. There's a council.
Do we
want
to address people who might be returning?
No. Screw them.
So, hi, people. This is episode 8 of season 2.
Really?
Season 3, actually.
It's been a hot minute since we've done this.
So, if you're on podcast platforms, you're going to see that this is season 4.
This is
season 4.
Yeah, we're starting.
It's really funny. So I was just like, I just thought about this right before we started, and I was telling them we started this at the beginning of the school year because we took a hiatus during summer.
Yeah.
Of last year.
Yeah.
And then we started at the beginning of the school year.
It's so stupid.
And we took a hiatus, and today is the second to last day of school.
No, yeah. You want to know something? Okay, here I'm gonna. Okay. God damn. Okay, so we had our initial run. August 2020 was when we officially started.
Mm.
And we had bad mic quality. Oh man,
we
mic quality then.
Oh dude.
Oh, well, that was the Discord time.
So we
right?
were on. We were doing this over Discord. Hence the name Saturday Night Discord.
Craig.
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 He's our recording.
We gotta get like a robot statue behind us.
Oh yeah. we're gonna be decorating the set as time goes.
Craig's
on.
Gonna be part of us forever.
I'm gonna make a cardboard robot.
Cut out.
So of course, we started over Discord, and then we continued, and then we launched the season 2 without any hiatus. It was a winter hiatus.
Weren't we just like trying to do something?
Yeah, it was winter break.
It was
traveling.
Winter break. Yeah,
and we were trying to do something different. That's why we did the hiatus.
We weren't able to make it much different. We added some.
We did. We didn't like it.
We we added current events. We thought it was dumb.
And then we
switched
to the news.
Because we started getting political and it got really boring.
Yeah.
And plus, and then we were like at the end of summer.
Yeah.
We were like, let's go in person, because we were like. We all started to hate the online because we would be distracted. Adichie would be playing F1.
Yeah.
I'd be playing Forza.
Yeah.
Rishi would be playing League. Sid would be playing League occasionally.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't
was...
play League. Not what? During podcasts. I would play Terraria.
Oh, okay, got it.
Sid would play League.
Rishi, it's not much better.
I didn't play League.
Terraria does not require that much attention, okay,
Adichie?
For me,
it
does. So the point is we were never focused. And we were on our phones. It just wasn't right. So we moved to audio. We recorded in Sid's room.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm thinking for the Instagram post, we might post a picture of that and this.
Yeah.
Which one's better? I think that one was more comfortable.
Yeah.
That was really
comfortable. Table's like really cramped.
Yeah. Okay, it is cramped, but I did the best with what I had. Okay.
Yeah. Guys, no. We're not slandering this, right?
Worth
this
our donations. You gotta set up a donation page, you know? Wink, wink.
A donation box?
Send me a GoFundMe.
Just, no, we have, like,
FND
just
bigger
in the mailbox.
Table.
Just put a dollar
in the
mailbox.
FND bigger
it's
table.
It's a P.O. box. We don't want your gifts. We just want cash.
Give us your cash.
Give us cash and we'll buy our own gifts.
No, either that or send the gifts with the receipt.
And not happy to get
an entertainer for cash.
How about you just send us Amazon gift cards? We should set up an Amazon, you know, the wish list thing.
Oh, the Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
Wish
list. Dude, every time I see that, I'm like, why?
No. Why not?
Because who's going to randomly buy
it? A lot of people do.
Really? Yeah. Like baby showers and stuff like that. That's
okay,
really
for baby, not I'm talking about
even
showers.
For normal parties.
Creators?
I'm talking about creators. Like, I see a lot of TikTokers, streamers. Like, they have it. Like, there's this cosplay TikToker, and, I looked at their link tree and they had their Amazon link. It's just a bunch of cosplays that they want to do but
no,
they can't afford.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't blame them for that. I think
that's smart.
No, but I think some that's streamers, they just have like random stuff that. No, but it doesn't pertain to streaming.
Oh,
that's
okay.
My issue.
That's
it's just random
that's
stuff
fine.
They
but
want.
That's fine in the sense that people already send.
That's,
like,
okay, that's
yeah,
stuff
if they're
for
sending,
their...
if they're sending donation to streamers,
okay.
Might as well just buy them a gift.
Exactly. Especially if they already know that they want it, then they know they're going to like it. Like,
see,
the people, the viewers
are
going
to of course,
like
those
it.
Items are obviously a bit more expensive than a $5 donation.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, I've seen creators. I've seen creators online where they'll be. I lost my train. Yeah. So. They'll be maybe like audio creators or video creators, but they're small creators. They don't have the funds to support their channel, so they have Amazon wish lists for new microphones, new cameras.
We're a small creator.
we're not big enough that we're that small.
Yeah, we're small, but we're like very small.
Yeah, there's like a line, you know.
Yeah,
there's
like
our first episode.
There's like normal small, and
first
then there's
episode.
Small.
Yeah,
that's
I mean
hard.
On YouTube it is. We're gonna have 4 subscribers.
Oh, the air quotes are gonna be so bad for the if we do air quotes.
Atar,
it's
I'm not
so bad for
subscribed.
The people who are only listening.
Well, we're
to
gonna
audio.
Have 4. The channel's not even up yet.
Oh,
yeah, it is. Yeah, we have.
We have a channel. Didn't we Twitch stream a bit?
Yeah,
but I think I've been playing Doom the whole time.
Yeah, we did. We did Twitch.
Bro.
Stream. Okay, Twitch streaming. I was fully attentive for all our streams.
Oh
yeah, I was too.
I was playing Doom
because you also have to be. You also have to be careful on Twitch about what you say.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think I'm ever gonna stream again. I'm gonna. It's like the sad truth, but I don't think I'm ever gonna stream.
So you spent all that time and effort.
I really want to again this summer. Okay, here's the thing. I have like,
things
such a good setup. You know, I wanted to restream me playing all the Lego Batman games.
Oh, you told me about that.
I was bored 4 weeks ago, and for the first time in months, I had an open Saturday. I played almost the entirety of Lego Batman 2.
Are you serious?
Like the story mode, I'm on the last level. And I haven't played again in 4 weeks, but I called Aditya over. He was at work, so I was like, I'm just doing it alone.
I think I'm gonna take like a good mental break for a little bit.
Yeah.
And during that time, I'm probably gonna try playing some solo games because I haven't done that.
I think I want to start streaming. Of course, college apps.
You also have your IB stuff.
And then we have IB stuff.
Bro.
Okay. Sorry to remind you.
Maybe we should. Okay.
What IB stuff do you guys have at this time of the year?
We're done some of our IAs, and then the rest of our IAs we're doing in the fall in
school.
You
explained this to me once, and
EEs and CAS projects are what we're going to be doing over the summer. Yeah. I haven't even started. I don't know what I'm doing.
Let's go back to the game.
So, anyways, moving on. Aditya is going to India.
Aditya? Yeah.
You know, I call him so many different things. I've called him Aditya. I've called him Aditya. I've called him Aditya. I've called him... A, I've called him Oi. I've called him dumbass.
That's the best one.
Hey, watch it there.
I've called
That's
him
the right one.
I've
hey,
called
guys,
hey, he came up with the. It's daytime outside. It's so bright outside.
You're breaking
so
the illusion.
Outside. Yeah, dude, we can't do that. We need.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's not nighttime. And
guys,
it's
also a Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday morning.
It's Wednesday.
It's like.
And we're not on Discord.
It's
our entire brand is a lie.
Yeah.
No, it's not
6:50. Not 6:50. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh my god!
I don't want that. I was about to
sprint out the room. Oh my god.
Anyway, back to the game thing. Sid was talking about playing more solo games.
Yeah.
I've realized lately that the games I play anyway, CS:GO and Valorant, are so toxic.
Yes.
Like. It's actually making me a worse person, so I'm just gonna try to like play other games.
I think
like I was playing Half-Life, that was so much more fun.
Legitimately,
and
I
Portal.
Think
I played
taking
Portal.
A break from gaming because I didn't game for basically all of this.
It
year.
Feels so
yeah.
good
like, mostly
sometimes.
This year,
yeah, I didn't game at all this year.
So, but I think doing that just like
it's like
it seems really obvious to say, but it literally just helps your social. Like it just helps
That's
you
true.
Being like
yeah.
a good person. Like
it's true.
And now we're starting to game again.
Yeah.
yeah.
And you can already see that.
But the thing is gaming. But the thing is gaming at the same time after doing it for, after not doing it for such a long time and then starting to do it again, It feels really good. Like,
yeah.
Like, it feels fresh. That day I played Lego Batman, I was addicted. I was glued to the screen. Oh, yeah. Like, I straight up, no joke, I play the game slow. I'm not a speedrunner of Lego Batman. Yeah. I was playing for the enjoyment. I spent 6 hours, 6-7 hours.
Oh, Tarp, yeah. I think nostalgia, like, you always wanted to play Lego Batman, so that might also be a factor of course. In, like, why I mean, felt really good. Not just
that, but, like, so what happened is there was the one day that I was having a really bad day. Like, yeah. No, I was having a really bad month.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just not having it. I turned off my phone. I literally just got on League. I played until I think 4 a.m. or something. A school night. Fully mm-hmm. school night. And I didn't care. I literally didn't care. It was so nice.
It feels good.
It felt so good because it was just like something to do. So I want to do that with a solo game though.
Yeah.
And try it out.
You should. Have you played Portal yet? I know you haven't.
Yes, I have it. Okay. Me and Atar like tried playing it together and stuff.
You
like
should finish Portal 1.
Sid.
So good.
Yeah, I should play Portal
1. You myself. Should try I had a game in mind. I know, forget it. You know, I've been buying games. I just haven't been able to
play. Yeah, I know.
It's really I bought Assetto Corsa. I've barely played it.
Yeah, we're
it,
supposed really. To play bought, together, bro.
Yeah, I bought Where the entire Rocksteady Batman Arkham series.
Really?
Because it was on sale for 90% off.
Yeah, didn't you played it on your laptop and streamed it, right? I think I have it. Right?
Well, that was Arkham City. Oh. I bought all of them on my Xbox.
Wow.
All three of the games with all the DLC.
You have an Xbox S, right?
One S, yeah.
I was thinking of doing that with Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm. Oh, you haven't. Have you even touched your PlayStation?
I haven't touched my PlayStation.
Is your dad using that? I'm pretty sure.
He's
like,
using the basement. In general,
yeah, I'm remember that.
Moving the. So, I'm the only one between us who has a PlayStation, and so because of that, I don't really play. I don't play online games on it. Yeah, I don't play like multiplayer.
I mean,
games
we used to
it.
Play Fortnite, but that was like a different thing. Yeah, that was like nostalgia.
That was really different. But so because of that though, I only got like those solo games like Assassin's Creed Origin.
What was that Origin. Other one?
The really good game, by the way. Like, I started Just Cause. It, but
all
I
the Assassin's Creed
yeah.
games.
Yeah. Just Cause 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, Just Cause 3.
We were addicted to
that. Oh my god.
Did you play 4?
He played 4. But
4 was underwhelming.
Not to as the extent that you played it, though. Okay. We played more at your house.
I have so many hours on both
I
games.
I didn't have much on 4. I finished 4, but I didn't have much hours on 4.
4 was an underwhelming story.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I feel like the graphics were better on 3 than 4. Or maybe I'm
No, the graphics were more vibrant on 3.
Yeah.
But the graphics were better on 4.
Yeah. 4 was way more realistic. But also the fun of Just Cause 3 was slightly, like, yeah. it wasn't
just really. Just around.
The, like, stupid because, things yeah. that happened.
And also, like Rico was invincible in 3.
Yeah.
Rico's so weak in 4.
Yeah, he's, like, in 3, he's a force of nature. Like, you can't do anything.
In 4, okay, here's the thing. In 4, you have to, like,
actually play the game.
You have to actually play the game.
You have to
like,
try.
Like, I had to learn how to take advantage of, like, the parachute and switching weapons and stuff
mm-hmm.
in 4, when in 3 I could just punch people while they're shooting at me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's one mission that was really difficult.
Oh,
don't you remember
God.
The
we,
one?
We all came to your house and we tried to
beat it.
Everyone came to my house
Who
one
beat
night,
it finally? I think
I did.
Rishi. Yeah, Rishi played it for, like, the second time and he beat the mission.
Yeah.
None of us could beat it when we played it, like,
It's because Rishi was just spamming.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing the whole time. I just kept hitting the button.
I mean, that's me in, like, Smash Bros. Or any Mario game. Just
Yo.
Pressing buttons.
Sid.
You know what? No. Sorry to cut you off.
No, good. You're good.
You know what I really need to do, though? Forget, like, games, solo games. I need to watch some movies.
Yeah.
Dude, there are so many movies that I've not
I've only
watched.
Seen, like,
I can give you so many good
superhero
movies.
I was talking to my coworkers, and they're, like, saying these, like, movies and like these horror movies, these movies in general that I've never heard of.
And you know what?
And they're like Oscar nominated.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
What I'm saying. They're like actually nominated. Like
I've never heard
film
of
film festival winning movies. Like you know what I just
like
watched
big,
the other day
what you
that like everyone like has watched, but I didn't. And that was like my kind of like dirty little secret. But like I love the director. I hadn't watched Interstellar until like
who.
Until class, right?
Until class.
Oh, Interstellar.
Neither have I.
Yeah, and the thing is, but I loved Inception. I love Christopher Nolan.
I didn't like Inception.
I've only
really.
I love Christopher
okay,
Nolan.
No,
otherwise,
I think
love
it's.
Christopher
is it because of what happened
okay.
with Inception, or is it because you just didn't like the movie?
I think that the reason for which I watched Inception. Could have possibly ruined
yeah.
the movie itself.
I know why.
So,
and I felt bored halfway through.
Wait, I don't know why you watched it.
That's later.
If you watch it for your own like thing, like I watched it for my own thing, it's a Christopher
Interstellar Nolan is so okay. Here's the thing, dude. Remember when they went on the planet and the clock ticking?
Stop. Okay, yes. Don't spoil it. But
everyone's okay.
Yeah, no, everyone's. Well, I thought everyone's seen it. I hadn't seen it. Okay. But like the thing is, it is such a beautiful movie.
It has so many secret okay, deep meanings.
What did you think of Tenet?
I haven't seen.
I thought Tenet was good.
Tenet was.
It's not my genre. But I think it's good.
Tenet was like a... I have a love-hate relationship. Okay, Tenet had an interesting premise. Interesting execution. I don't know how much I liked... Okay, here's the thing with Christopher Nolan. I don't know how much I like his endings.
Oh, really? I love his endings.
His endings always leave me... Not all of his endings. The ending of Interstellar left me with a little bit of a hole.
Yeah, but like it leaves you questioning.
No, I think that's the point.
No, I know.
Like, okay, Inception, like one of the best endings of a movie, right? in my opinion.
I haven't watched it all the way through.
You didn't watch it all the. Okay, Inception's ending is, in my opinion, if you haven't watched all of Inception, watch it, because the ending. Do you remember the ending?
Is it the red pill blue? I didn't watch.
No,
that's Matrix, bro.
I have not. The only one I've seen is Interstellar. I don't know any of these movies.
Dude, oh my god.
I've never seen Matrix. I've never seen Inception.
We're coming to my basement one day. Okay. We're watching this movie.
Okay.
We gotta watch The Sixth Sense together.
That's another movie that like everyone has watched, but I haven't watched.
Who made that? I've never heard of it.
It's M. Night Shyamalan.
I've never heard of it.
No,
Sixth Sense.
I haven't heard of it.
Has told both of us to watch it.
I've never heard of this movie. All of
us to watch it.
Yeah.
This is not in my mind right now.
That's probably where
it's one of M. Night Shyamalan's two good movies.
What's the other one?
Signs.
I don't know that one.
I didn't watch that one either.
No, I don't know.
Okay, I don't know any of these.
You know what's a movie that like everyone should have watched but I didn't watch that I don't tell people about? Titanic.
You haven't seen Titanic?
Okay, that's forgivable. Okay. Titanic was like
I watched Titanic when I was... very young,
yeah. Yeah,
and
too.
It gave me nightmares for like a week.
Really?
I was afraid of.
Not sit well with you,
Sid. I was six.
What is it, Jack and who?
Rose. I was six.
Dude, how do I remember that?
I was six. So I was more scared of the sinking boat than their romance.
That's true.
I was like, I don't want to go on a boat ever again.
Yeah, it's valid.
Yeah, no, that was my concern too, because I was like five when I watched it with my parents.
Somehow, watching Titanic when I was six. Gave me like this fake memory of being on a cruise ship.
Yes, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I've never been on a cruise ship, but I was so convinced that I've been on a cruise ship until the age of like 11 or 12.
Dude, it's so realistic you put yourself in.
Is that like when in kindergarten or whenever you played the two truths, one lie? And
yeah.
Then you said cruise ship and that was one of your truths?
Yeah, I was 11 or 12. I asked my mom, I was like, what was the cruise ship that we went on? She was like,
"What cruise
we've ship? Never been on a cruise ship. I've been asking your dad to take us for years." And I've been like, what? We went on a cruise ship and I was so scared the whole time of it sinking.
Yeah, no, we need to watch these movies.
Why don't we just go on a cruise ship?
Not a cruise ship. We need to watch these movies though. Like, what's another
one? I haven't been deprived of movies though. I will say that, but I haven't.
I need to watch Parasite. Sorry.
I haven't watched. I've been watching movies with a friend. We watch them over Zoom because I don't have Discord Nitro anymore.
It's okay.
And my mom's employer, they switched to Microsoft Teams, but they used to use Zoom Premium.
Oh, I remember
their Zoom Premium. They're not supposed to be paying for it anymore, but it's still running.
Bro.
And my mom just gave the account to me. So I have Zoom Premium.
Okay. I see your tar scamming your mom.
Well, my mom's not. They're not doing anything. It's like. It's like a contract that's probably running out.
Oh, you know what movie I recently watched that just broke me?
Mobius.
No,
Mobius.
Me Before You. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Oh, it's like based off this like.
Oh,
book.
If it's okay. I'll say this: if it's like a feel good movie or like even a like a like sad like a. Like an inspirational like sad sort of thing. Screw it! I hate it so much. I already hate it so much.
I'm not gonna lie. A lot of the movies I've watched. Recently,
yeah.
with my friend, have been
feel good.
Like the shittiest romance ones we can find. Because they're so fun to watch for how bad they are.
That's like why you watch a Darman video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you watch Darman
videos. I just, like, I didn't know about Darman videos.
You know the fake Darman? I found the channel that
my friends showed me the other, like.
Oh, really? But like, you haven't seen them on TikTok?
So I've been
watching. I don't use TikTok.
I watch these movies.
I haven't.
Most of them are really bad. And then you come across every now and then, like, a. Like an oddly good one.
But it's always like an indie film. It's never and like it's a popular one.
That's not true. There's a couple of popular. My voice cracked. There's a couple of popular ones, but they're always late 90s, early 2000s.
That's because that's they're when not, everyone.
They're
has,
not
that
more
was,
recent.
That was peak romance. That
yeah,
was peak
yeah, that
romance.
Was like the peak. That was the peak of like most movies. I know a lot of good
so
movies
some
from
some
the 2000s.
Have you watched La La Land?
I couldn't get through more than 15 minutes.
Really? I've been told to watch it because it won like 13 Oscars.
I can't.
What? 13 Oscars?
You know what movie I watched at the beginning of the year that I hadn't watched before, but I was always told to watch, like, by my dad? My dad is really, he has a really similar, like, sense of movies and stuff like me. I like sad endings. Like, sad endings, not like a dog dies. If a dog dies, I'm not watching it. By sad endings, I mean, like, everyone dies or something like that. Or, like, thriller movies.
I can't do sad endings.
Like, those sort of things.
They leave the hole in you. Like,
I love sad
another
endings.
Part,
I, you know? I like, mind blank
yeah.
word. Like, those movies are, like, my thing. So, this one movie that my dad told me to watch, right? Get Out. Have you seen Get Out?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of Get Out?
No, everyone's heard of Get Out.
Oh, guys,
dude, there's
yeah.
no
chance. Any pop
but
culture.
You know what? That I didn't know about Get Out. It's directed by Jordan Peele.
Really?
Who is the comedian? You know Keen Peele?
Oh yeah.
He.
No one knows that Peele's first name is Jordan.
Yeah, very... I know. But
no, like I recognize Peele, but I don't know like.
Yeah, when I said Jordan Peele like that, you probably didn't recognize
yeah.
it, dude. What a move! Like, what a beautiful move! Like that
never,
is such a good movie. It. You haven't watched Get Out?
Sid, do you know what movie I think you would love?
What?
The Rush Hour, like, series.
Oh, I've heard they're really funny.
It's so good.
Wait, have you guys seen The Truman Show?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is such
a
good
movie. We watched it in class.
How did I not know about that movie?
I haven't seen it.
It's such a good movie.
It's so good.
That is actually one of the really popular.
Really good story, really good execution.
Really good.
Jim Carrey carried that movie.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Dude,
Jim Carrey carried.
Yeah, Jim Carrey's acting. Holy shit. Like, that was...
You know he was in a Batman movie?
Yeah.
Batman Forever. Batman Robin or Batman Forever? They were in the same series,
I think.
It's
Forever.
Joel Schumacher's movies.
Schumacher?
It was the one where Batman and Robin had nipples on their suits.
That's Forever, I think.
Oh.
Pretty sure that's Forever.
And
I don't know any of the Batman
same,
movies.
Same franchise. The Riddler was Jim Carrey.
Oh, really? I think I've seen memes about
you know that. Oh my god. Guys, if you like DC, I'm going to probably... People are probably going to be angry at me for this. If you like DC and you like Batman, watch Gotham.
Is it good?
It's all right.
I liked it.
Really?
I watched all 5 seasons. I watched it over the span of like 2 weeks.
That's the CW one, right?
No.
No. Oh.
No, it's Fox.
Oh, then I haven't seen it. I thought you were talking about the CW, like,
it's the one with
Batwoman
Bruce Wayne as a kid.
Oh, the one with, like, all the, like, the bidding.
Jim Gordon is the main character.
Oh, it's that one?
Yeah.
I've definitely seen
the,
like,
the one where he was
on Netflix.
Yeah, and the one that where he goes into the club and he, like, denies.
Yeah,
the club.
It's the
that
you've
one.
Seen that TikTok.
Yeah,
clip,
everyone's
probably.
Seen that.
That's in somewhere in season 4. But, like,
it seems like a good show.
It gets a bit stale in the later few, but it's really interesting to see the different... I don't know how big of DC fans you guys are.
I'm not.
And I know you aren't as much
as big
as
if
I
it's
am.
A good show, it's a good show, though.
Yeah. Here's the reason it appealed so much to me is because I'm a DC fan, and I could see so many, like, characters that I heard of in the comics or in the movies. But, so,
so yeah, like, the $3.
And none of these are spoilers because everyone knows... that Oswald Cobblepot is the Penguin and he's going to become a crime lord. Everyone knows Edward Nigma is the Riddler. Did you know Enigma? That's where Edward Nigma.
Enigma. That's good.
So Edward Nigma, he starts out as like a GCPD CSI forensics person that no one likes. And then he becomes like this, like, he's like super smart. His end. I love that character.
Riddler.
But you know, I suggest watching that.
But you know what? Aside from like Marvel TV shows and stuff like that, the only shows I've been able to watch are like Korean shows.
Wait, Sid, have you seen the new Obi-Wan Kenobi show?
I think it's shit.
I think that one scene when all the scenes where Leia is running, it's way too slow. It looks goofy.
But you know what? You know who I think does the best acting in that movie?
Who?
The child actor for Leia.
Yeah, no, okay.
Like,
she does good, but she's so McGregor, annoying. Right? I don't know.
His name is like the actor for Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
He is a very good actor. He's a very good actor. Mm-hmm. But his script writing and the direction
I hate
is
the
so
way his
terrible.
Character is.
It's so terrible.
Especially when he's fighting Vader.
Dude, oh my god. Okay, so for reference, he's supposed to be this guy who has like PTSD
after the whole
a spoiler to say
Order 66 basically.
So after Order 66 happens, which is essentially all the Jedi get killed.
Empire takes
and,
over.
And he has to essentially kill
Sorry for the bad audio quality, I'm using a different mic, but to skip the spoilers for the Obi-Wan show, skip to 3144.
Yeah, spoiler warning or something like that. But he has to kill off Anakin.
Well,
in the third movie.
To.
He has to, yeah, which, like, he tries to. But Anakin gets, like, resurrected, essentially, by Palpatine. That's, like, a very
dumbed-down
version if you don't watch Star Wars whatsoever. That's not at all like what actually happened.
But I
but
think everyone's
anyways,
seen that.
So the thing
least,
is,
the
Obi-Wan
ground.
Is Obi-Wan is his mentor, is Anakin's mentor. So the thing is, he's supposed to be this character now who has like PTSD, who's like suffering because he had to just kill his mentee. Because he thinks he just killed his mentee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what's
but,
the worst?
But part? His like, but his PTSD is shown as just like
him quivering.
No, not even him quivering. He's not even quivering. He's just standing still.
Okay.
Just staring.
The worst
That's
part
it.
Is when the Inquisitor, the what fifth sister, I don't remember her name.
Yeah.
When she tells him Anakin's alive, he's just looking into the camera. There was no like actual emotional acting.
I don't know if
it's
the
so
actors
bad.
Or if it's the director.
No, it's definitely
director.
Because that
and
actor,
the
he's
the,
so good.
And the rest of the show also is just very poorly.
It's very bland. I wish it was more. You know, the best scene though.
Did you guys
is,
watch Moon Knight?
No.
I saw the first
really
few
show.
Episodes.
Really
good show.
I don't have Disney Plus anymore.
So.
I'll give you mine.
I think Moon Knight was really. I couldn't watch the Hawkeye one.
I think most
I
of the. I can't
it.
Watch most of the Marvel.
I couldn't
ones,
watch the Hawkeye
honest.
One. Moon Knight, very good move. It was a very good show.
Yeah, I saw the first few episodes. So it was so
set,
good.
Set, beautiful. Like the set for it, top notch. Like very, very good. Oscar Isaac's acting, oh my god.
He's so good.
Like. The acting for that. Do you know the basic premise of Moon Knight?
No, not really.
I think it's not a spoiler, but he's essentially a guy who has personality disorder.
Okay.
So he like switches personality and stuff. My God, the way that he portrays it is so good. It's so good because he essentially because of that he has to like play a double role sort of thing, right? Because he has the personality disorder thing, and he does both of them so beautifully. Like it's so good. I would totally recommend watching that.
I'll say another show that I'm watching that I can't believe. Okay, first off, I'm gonna talk about the CW for a second.
Yeah.
So, they started a new show. It's in its second season called Superman and Lois.
Oh,
it's their, it's their best show.
Really?
It's,
I've heard a lot of bad.
Things. So here's the thing. If you look at it purely from a perspective of okay, it's the highest budget show. I'll start with that. It's definitely a show that has a lot of focus on family, but that's because it's quite literally called Superman and Lois.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly targeting the crowd that watched Smallville when they were teenagers. Because it not only shows Superman's struggles as a superhero, but this is a Superman that's experienced as a superhero for 30 years, and he's a father too, training his son who has superpowers. It's a really interesting premise, and I watched the first season all the way through. I had stopped keeping up with the second season, but I'm gonna watch it once it comes out on like Netflix or whatever, because I stopped watching it every week. So I'm curious to see. I heard the second season's really good, and I'm going to take a second to talk about The Flash.
No, okay, Atarv, that show. I don't
think we should get into it. It's way too much.
Like, Atarv, we can't do this now. What? It's too much.
This show has been declining.
No, it's not even declining. It's like it was here. It was here, and then
here, and then it was here. It's coming back.
Are you sure? I haven't seen anything new.
I don't know if it's wishful thinking, but the eighth season is better than the sixth and seventh.
Eight seasons.
Yes. It's gonna end next season. It's like, not. It doesn't have the funding to continue.
Oh really?
It was so popular.
The ninth season's also a half season. But the eighth season is, they're giving the fans what they want.
What's the premise of the eighth?
Don't get into it.
No,
don't
just like the overview. Like
the main reason fans are getting more what they want is, despite all the stupid pep talks, the Flash is actually more of an independent character.
Okay, thank God.
He's not relying on his team for every single thing.
Because the way that they portray the Flash early on, he's
also insanely overpowered.
I mean, like, I remember he was like fighting a guy with a gun, and he wouldn't use his speed the whole time.
If they put him against a villain, they have to disable his speed.
Okay.
In order for him to actually have a challenge.
Good ask.
Wait, what? I thought his only superpower was the speed.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And he's really smart.
Moving away from this, because we're definitely going to get a shit ton of hate for, like, not watching some of these movies and shows and stuff like that. Dude, people are going to be outside our houses with, like, pitchforks and stuff like that.
But jokes on them. They don't know where we live.
People get so heated over the, like the small thing. Watch this movie and stuff like that, so.
You get crucified.
What?
Japan. I wanted to talk about Japan.
Do you want to talk about Japan?
And how upset I am.
You know Japan opened their borders?
No, I know.
They did?
Yeah, they did.
Fully?
Yeah, fully.
Oh my God.
I am so pissed off because I was looking for... this is like our last hurrah in high school before we like...
So for reference, we were supposed to go to Japan in July of 2022. This is 2022, so in July. And we've been waiting on this trip since last year.
No, not even like it's been
More than a year. And so a few months ago, they postponed the trip to 2023 because of Japan's borders being closed for so long. They didn't want to wait it out. I think 2 months after they said that, Japan opened their borders.
Yeah.
Japan's,
I mean, to be fair, they did say you can take the risk and try it out.
They did. No. EF Tours.
Oh, did they cancel it?
EF Tours postponed it to 2023.
So that's the only trip that...
Dude, I'm so mad. That would have been such a good
trip. Because
we had such a good group of people. And
it would have been like our last trip. Because like, we realistically probably won't see each other in college that much.
We have to do something summer for senior year. Like just ourselves. Like not a school trip.
This summer's...
Guys, we're gonna be SNDing in from
Los Angeles,
Mexico.
Dude, I do not want to go to Mexico. I'm not getting stuck in like Cancun or something.
Why Cancun?
Cancun's beautiful.
No, but I've heard stories about people getting robbed in Cancun.
No, also the idea. Actually, no, I'm not kidding.
Robbed in Philly.
I'd rather get robbed in Philly than Cancun because at least I can go across the border again. Like I'm not locked out of the. Okay, imagine if we get robbed and we lose all our passports. How the hell are we supposed to go back? Why are you
carrying around your passport?
No, like, say they break into the hotel room.
There are safes in a hotel room.
Oh. I haven't been to any high-risk areas like that.
Did you know that?
I mean, like, robbery-wise.
I've been to Cancun. We didn't get robbed. We had a great time.
I have a very bad perception.
But you know what? Could you speak Spanish to the people there?
Sí.
So here's the thing.
No.
Don't even answer the question because all you Spanish kids are so shit.
You
can't.
No, I went to Mexico in eighth grade thinking, oh, I can speak. I'm gonna speak Spanish. I use Siri Translate.
Yeah. No. Okay. All the Spanish kids are so shit. But here's the thing.
I don't think you can speak French to the if you went to France.
Of course not. No, that's not even a question. Are you kidding me?
So your classes are just hard. That doesn't make you good at French.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not. I cannot speak French. Because
our school doesn't teach us right. Okay. To be fair, we don't practice much. But
okay,
it's also because we don't have any motivation to.
Yeah. Because okay, the thing with learning languages is right. You just getting handed vocabulary.
That doesn't work.
Being like, learn these words.
Now yeah. Like, we all speak, I'm pretty sure all of us speak a second language for, like, our parents.
I speak three.
Like we picked that up so, okay, one, because we were younger, but two, because, like, we're gonna use.
It's.
Sorry, my bad.
Careful now.
We're doing, like, fireball juicer or something.
I was just holding it before.
We are on video now.
Yeah, yeah, be careful.
Any murders will be documented.
But that's practical. Like, we don't know, like, super, like, I don't know if you guys, but in Hindi, I don't know, like, super high vocabulary. So when I go to India,
but you don't need to.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's in, like, Spanish, I know what to murder is, but yeah, I can't, yeah. I can't speak like it's matar, or like, I know, like, what. What's aga char? To squat. I know what to squat is in Spanish.
When are you going to use that in a normal conversation?
I know
the
phrase, to make a mountain out of a molehill. in French. I know how to say I don't know how to say anything.
It's so useless. Because we can't construct actual sentences used for communication, but we can say these stupid things. Yeah. Like, I'm going to squat.
No, but your teacher's pretty good at, like, training you to speak in sentences.
Okay, so
no, but that's, like, one teacher out of, like, 50 million other Spanish teachers.
But the way she does this is we read stories. And then we talk about the stories. It doesn't work because the way we're talking, like, very basic Spanish. So what we do is we make basic sentences and put one vocab word. And now apparently it's a high level sentence.
We had a unit learning to order things from, like, a restaurant, which is a useful unit.
Yeah.
The thing is, it was taught by a teacher that doesn't know Spanish or English. so which makes it which makes it a bit difficult. But the thing is, I know how to say, I know how to curse better than order something from a restaurant.
Nice.
But you can just say, like, quiero uno. I want one.
I want one.
No hablo inglés. No hablo.
No hablo español.
No, no hablo. No, me and Rishi went to Puerto Rico, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went to Puerto Rico during the winter, and I was with my uncle. You're with my uncle, and so he's like super chill. Right? You guys know him.
Yeah.
So it's me, Rishi, my uncle, and my aunt, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in the front seat. Rishi's like in the back seat. He was just like with us most of the time. Like, Rishi was always.
Yeah, it was like us four in that car.
Yeah. So, so in the morning, right, we were supposed to, like, go somewhere, but we left a little early and we went to Burger King, okay? But the Burger King, before the people were speaking, like, English, it was like broken English, but it was English nonetheless, right? But then, as we're going through the drive, so we get to the drive.
What's that pain? He's into his soul.
Yeah, we're at the drive, right? First of all, all the names of the items are really weird. Like, they're really different than what we're used to, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like a Burger King, so,
like,
you're used to
certain. Yeah, like, fries are not fries.
They're
free.
Oh, yeah. Papitas, right?
Yeah, papitas. That's not. But, like, it's. Like, normal Spanish people call them fritas, right? Or, like, papas fritas.
But that's short, not what it was.
I guess.
And also, just the pictures weren't lined up.
Oh, no.
So, for, you know, a French speaker and then Andy, like, it's not going to work out, right? And so...
I'd say calling yourself a French speaker is generous, but...
Yeah. Okay,
a French learner.
But we were... So, then we... First of all, we have no idea what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Now the speaker turns on, okay? And they say
something in
Spanish.
Oh, you're in the drive-thru.
They say something in Spanish.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, no, because before, the night before, we ordered in, like, person. Like, in
it's
the
so
thing.
Much better.
So it was, like, kind of fun. First of all, we could not get ketchup for the life of us.
Really?
Like, we could not get ketchup.
Okay, wait. Sidetrack?
Spanish.
I don't know. But a sidetrack? Our school switched from, like, the actual ketchup to, like, really shitty watered-down ketchup.
Dude.
It's so bad. I don't even...
Bring back the deli bar?
Yeah, no, we... I don't know if they took away your deli bar. Did they take yours away?
Yeah, they did.
They took away
it
from
all schools. So they're putting it back.
Really?
You know...
Nice job.
That's a toolbox.
Sid, are you good?
Yeah.
You know where the coffee shop was?
Yeah.
They gutted it? No, that's not the Grab and Go-Co. The Grab and Go-Co is going to be across from the German room.
Why does everything have to be a Co?
I don't know.
Yeah, why is everything a Co?
It's better than calling it the Wolf's Den, which was an option.
Yeah.
We call our cafeteria the Cougar Den.
No.
Yeah,
you probably do.
No, that is what all the teachers and all the principals.
So moving on.
No.
Yeah.
My teachers say cafeteria.
No, stop. Back to the story, right?
Okay.
So we already knew that there was gonna be a communication barrier, but the problem is now speaker turns on, they start speaking in Spanish. The entire car, right, looks at Rishi.
And I'm like, what do you want me to do? Yeah. I don't know Spanish. I take it in high school.
So now the problem is, we were banking on Rishi. Now Andy is put on the spot, who is my uncle. He's put on the spot, and he's like, one papitas. It's like super broken, right? And they're like, they were saying something in Spanish. Now they're replying in Spanish. So Andy doesn't know what to say. So he's just like one, and then they're like saying sizes and stuff like that. He's so overwhelmed. He's just like
give me, like, the first size he hears, he just says it. Like, that's just all it was. We get through, we miss, like, an item and stuff like that because we just didn't, like, we were just trying to get through that, right? Now we get to the, like, pickup window thing. Opens the window, starts speaking super fast. Yeah. And he has no idea what's going on. He's like, no hable.
No. No, he doesn't say no hable. He says no angle.
And then from no hable, he goes, no angle, no angle.
Yo, I actually want to know what that means.
No, it doesn't angle mean anything. Yeah.
No angle is no English.
Oh, no, no, it's English. No, that's what he thought it was. It's yeah, no English.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he thought. He didn't know.
No, like, wait, why did he say no Spanish English?
Exactly, because he was so overwhelmed. He's like, no English. To this guy, he looks super confused. Because he's like, no English. He's like, he has no idea what's going on.
No, and then this one guy that, like, pickup window started speaking fluent English after that, and we're like, what the heck?
Like, why couldn't you give us this guy? Like, why would he be the person, right? We got our stuff. It was not the right stuff. we just took it and left. Like, it was whatever.
Sid, this is their strategy to sell you cheaper shit.
No, you know they did that? Like, they actually tried to, like, highballs for something. Like, they were trying to, like, make us pay more for, like, something different than what we actually wanted. And it was, like, sizing. The problem was sizing, right? Like, we were trying to say, no, we just want, like, a small, or we just want a medium, and they were trying to give us a large. And we're like, no, we don't want that. And it was significantly more expensive.
Large in Spanish is largo.
Or grande.
That was not what it was.
No, that's not what they said.
It was not what it was.
You say pequeño. That's because always
no, they didn't use any of the stuff we learned in class.
Oh, because they're using, like, slang.
Yeah.
Slang. And it's also Burger King, which, like, you know, fast food chains, even here, they don't say big or small.
Well, we say large.
But large is, like, a...
Have you been to Starbucks?
Okay, Starbucks is... Stupid.
So they, we I'm pretty sure stupid. They had some sort of specific thing there.
Oh, like a naming like scheme. Same,
yeah, some sort of naming scheme that we didn't know.
How was a Puerto Rican Burger King?
We didn't eat any of the, like, food. We just got all the snacks.
No, I ate a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Fit has so very.
We ate a lot of snacks. What actual meals did you get from Burger King?
Oh, at Burger King. Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying in general. Oh, yeah, Burger King, we just basically ate snacks. We didn't really eat any of the, like, meals.
We got fries, jalapeno poppers, are you sure just a bunch fries? Of those. Yes. No, sorry. The papitas.
Yeah, that's right.
I just realized. Sorry, this is totally off topic.
Okay.
I just realized how long this has been in the making. Like, the set.
I don't know, redoing
the podcast. We came back for 3 months and then went on a 6 month hiatus.
That's because of school, bro. School
started.
Been so
we started.
Bad.
We started planning a month ago.
I mean, I was ready to come back as soon as winter break ended.
You, yeah. But, like, for I don't know about you. Like, for us, yeah, like. No. This year's taken years off my life. Yeah, but this year's been bad. This, like, year's been,
dude,
really bad.
It's especially bad for you guys because, like, you guys take 2 year courses.
Yeah,
so you're gonna be stuck with the same god awful courses.
I look forward to 12th grade.
Do you?
I look forward to 12th grade to be better than this year.
Okay, this year
because here's what I feel about 12th grade. In 12th grade, I'm worried about the IB exams, but only to a certain extent. I don't know if I care too much about the IB exams.
Do they impact your, like, GPA grade wise? Yeah. Or
so. Oh.
So it's like an AP.
The only thing that does is IAs, which is the internal assessment.
And IB, okay, see, the good thing is, I mean, IB exams can get you credits, which I ideally do want, but...
Okay, so I'm looking forward to senior year for a different reason than you guys, because this year, I honestly had so much fun with my life, and senior year is just going to be, like, even more fun.
I did not have fun with my life
this year. I was depressed this year.
Yeah.
I was kept together by the fact that when I fell, I had someone as my support system. So
I was not kept together.
So I was able to stay together with that because I was able to. I didn't feel lonely.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't feel lonely. I definitely didn't.
Rishi, you have so many more friends.
I had nothing keeping me together this year, and you know how that's, like, affected me in, like, school. Like, I was at the point where I was literally like, okay, Tarf, I can get a 0 out of this 100-point assignment,
and. Yeah,
and maintain the same grade, and I don't care anymore.
That's literally me. I just didn't care. I just, like, wanted to have
because
a good grade.
But, like,
call
it's
today.
Because it's been so, like, the way my, like, everything has just been, like, degrading this year. It's so bad. Like, I hate it. Junior year sucks.
I'm still upset about my grade too.
Yes, I mean same.
I'm not
same.
Even
same, but like not same at the same time. Like same, but same, like, but I, like, just
I realize that I can't do anything.
Yeah, it's whatever. I don't really care.
We reached the close of junior year.
Yeah,
hopefully,
so, and of this just episode, one more day. I think. Thank you for listening to this episode of Saturday Night Discord. Watching this episode of Saturday Night Discord. If you're watching on YouTube, we are going to be posting video episodes hopefully. Every week, as many weeks as possible.
I'll zoom in.
We'll have a TV here.
No, get a cardboard cutout. It'll be alright. I'll like make one for myself.
Yeah. I'll send him the recording and he'll just speak.
Yeah. Give him a script. Have
it in place. The cardboard we make for Craig will be ready to, like, until he comes back.
We just run our episodes and we're like, oh, DJ could speak here. Ooh, like,
write something down for him. That'll be really funny. And then we all respond. And we're like, oh, that's a great one of these.
On the video, it's just us three, like, looking at, like, absolutely nothing. Just, yo, that's such a good idea.
CGI me in.
Find a green screen in
what
India.
What do you think our budget is, bro?
No, find a green screen in India. I'll, like terribly green screen you in.
I am bringing my laptop, though.
Your laptop's not a green screen.
Yeah, that's a webcam.
Atar, in India, there are a lot of green walls.
That's true.
Okay. Where? One
moment. Green. What? It's
not green. Okay, it's like white green.
No, for absolutely no reason.
Walls
there's so
aren't always white.
Yeah.
So you can key them out easier. You just
you can key out white walls.
Yeah, but like you're wearing white.
I like how you said you're usually wearing white as he's pointing wardrobe that has nothing. No, you're pointing to your own thing.
I am not wearing anything white. Gray, red, anti-white.
Gray's a shade of white. So it's going to kill me. Thank you for listening to this episode of Saturday Night Discord. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a subscribe, follow, depending on the platform you're on. This is not our sponsor. Poland Spring, sponsor us. Please leave a like, subscribe, follow, whatever platform it's on. Just
Instagram. We have to do a timer.
Follow us on Instagram.
No, Atarv, can you cut that to the beginning? No one's making it this far into the episode.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, they're going to come here from Instagram. Anyways, thank you for watching. And we'll see you hopefully next week.
Maybe.
And Sid?
Do I say it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
As always, if you haven't listened, that's your bad. Don't put your hand on wasps.